Welcome to the playbook. Today, we certainly have got loads of things to talk about, and not just talk, but look forward to solutions to, well, issues that have been raised. I'm the host, and I'm back to take my rightful seat after Kelvin tried to steal it.
You're sounding too excited. I don't know why you're sounding so excited.
I'm alive. It's a new day. I'm alive.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that one.
And the reason I say I'm alive is that, trust me, Kevin, people have been asking me, Femi, can you drop your actual location? Where are you now? What are you doing? Which place are you in? I'm like, over there outside. I did outside.
More outside you did, I beg.
The reason I've been outside is because a lot of people have been saying things about maybe a bit too optimistic about the Super Eagles.
Okay.
Right? And we'll talk about the Super Eagles. We'll talk about everything African football today. We've got Folari with us today. Folari is an ardent football lover. He's a footballer as well. I hear he played football for his school. Which school did you even go to again?
University of Ibadan.
Are you guys any good?
Nope.
Yeah, no, but we're trying actually.
Nope, they're not good.
You can't just see we are not good.
Your eye is dirty now.
But are you good?
Me personally.
Yeah, you personally. What position did you play?
DMF.
DMF.
Yeah.
What's DMF?
This country is full of DMF. Defensive midfielder, DD and Co.
I want to sweep all of them. DMF. There you go, Jerry. Anyway, guys, what went wrong against DR Congo? And I'm going to start with, let's start with Folari. He's new with us today. What went wrong? And I'm not speaking about wrong in terms of let's throw the blame, but what went wrong with the football itself that we played for 120 minutes?
Well, actually, I don't want to put. Okay, let me say, from the tactics, I actually didn't see any tactics yesterday being used. It was
at the start, the middle, or the end. Which part?
From the beginning, all I was seeing is oof ball. Like, you are playing pairs, using triangle L1, just play up and expecting second ball, trying to win second ball, just like what Amorim tries to do every time. But you can't play that kind of ball when you don't have players that can actually win the second balls for you. You can't. Ndidi doesn't have the legs again, and we don't have the replacement. Cannot match up with the energy of these guys. Iwobi was actually out of the game yesterday, all through. Because the way all these guys were running, Iwobi could not. And there was no creativity. If as a team, as big as a country, we don't have a replacement for Iwobi, then there's trouble.
You know, I'm not the kind of person that likes to go into people's personal lives, but Kelvin, you can also come in on this. Don't we think that there is a problem that a lot of the players who define our national team recently have sort of fallen off? Maybe temporal, maybe form, but nobody's denying their class. He mentioned Ndidi, Iwobi. I was going to throw in a few more names as well, including Ademola Lookman. This guy was the former African Football of the Year, right?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yes, he was the former African Football of the Year. And in the space of 2 years, Lookman had gone from this to this. Right?
Yeah.
So it tells you that there's loads of problems. Osimhen has picked up more injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this qualifying phase alone, Osimhen has picked up injuries more times than he has actually played. Because he missed the first four games. Right? Missed a portion of the game against Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that means all Osimhen played was Rwanda away from home, South Africa. Look, he missed South Africa.
Yeah. He's missed, so I'm correct.
He's missed more games than he's played.
Yeah. Played just first half against DR Congo.
Played Gabon
one, played
Benin one, played Rwanda away from home one,
mm-hmm.
played
half of the game at home.
Yeah,
played was Zimbabwe. Was it around for Zimbabwe? Yeah, it was around for Zimbabwe.
Didn't even play up to half of the game against Rwanda. Didn't even play up to half. Was taking off in the first half.
It's just. So when it comes to the form of these players, I don't know what's happening. I can't really say this is what is happening. I just feel it is a bad time for them. For Ademola Lookman, we know what's been going through with this club.
Yeah, but is that an excuse? And when you say it's a bad time, remember these players before these qualifiers, that's before this mini tournament, protested and went on strike for their pay. And I agree, a laborer deserves his wages.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the time? Because I kept asking the question, the timing. Was that the right time? Knowing that after this defeat, Nigerians are going to turn around and look at you and say, you guys are already over pampered. If they say a word like that, because pampering is already the height of taking care of someone. Yeah, so they're being pampered a lot. Why are you people still getting all this and they're not delivering?
So I feel it was also a very bad time for them. A day or 2 days to the game, you went on strike, you didn't train, you wanted to get your money. Okay, you got your money, then you won the game, but that's not enough. You won the game after extra time. You didn't even win in 90 minutes. Before then, it's been, you know, struggling. They've been struggling to win. They've been struggling. They even struggled to get to this place. We didn't even expect them to be here in the first place, but they kind of like struggled their way to this place. And all you want is your money. Outstanding. Of course, just like you said, a laborer deserves their, you know, get their wages. But I just feel it's the wrong time. Why not just win first? Some people will say, oh, okay, that would have been, that's the best time for them to do it. But for me personally, I would have wanted them to win, then have a meeting with the NFF, the NSC, that, okay, or just do it at the AFCON. Just do any of those any protests at the AFCON, not the World Cup qualifiers. We have two games, two very important games, and you decided that, okay, this is time for us to start looking for our money. This is time for us to start boycotting training and all. I just felt it was a terrible time. The time was terrible. And if we had lost the game against Gabon, forget it. The Nigerians that were even backing them that you can't work and not get paid, you can't do this and not get paid, Nigerians would have come for them after that game. But winning that Gabon game and losing to DR Congo, I just want to go back to the DR Congo game. I feel the coach was very, very, he couldn't decide. I don't know why he decided to drop. Benjamin played well as CB with Bassi. I know Osayi didn't play well in the first game, but use a right back where a right back should play, or a wing back.
But he's invited Semi Ajayi and
there's never
been found once, has he? And I don't
Benjamin think... is a good player, but Benjamin is not going to add anything to you going forward. Osayi would do that. In a game where we're looking for goals, we want the best players to play in that position.
I don't agree with you now, but make it just
so the thing is that going forward and backward can be tasking for these players, but just tell your player, pick when to attack, pick when to stay. And the guy that was on Benjamin gave Benjamin hell.
Tough time.
He would dribble Osayi, but Osayi is fast enough to recover. But Benjamin, you know, there was a time I just felt, let me not use the word, like, he was so tired, he didn't even know what to do. He won a ball, then waited for that ball to go for corner kick. He did it twice. There was another time he also won.
Did he at any point bring Osayi?
No, he didn't. He brought in Awazim. Now, talking about tactics, right? Almost at the end of the game, he decided to bring in Awazim. Was Awazim going to play a penalty? No. Just bring in one of our best takers.
But the manager kept saying, because look, I share your opinion. I share your sentiment on that front, that why bring Awazim? If we're already getting to the latter part of the game, means penalties are on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Your best penalty taker, even if everybody's available, is
Ekong.
Right? Yeah. Number one. So why bring Awazim? Why not bring the person who can actually convert the penalty? And then in the post-match, when everyone was asking, did you prepare for penalties? He said, oh yes, we did. But I realized that your first three penalty takers were not on the pitch, because it would be Ekong, mm-hmm, Osimhen,
and Lukman.
And three of them were not on the pitch. Yeah. So that means you're going to have to reshuffle. So, but you had the opportunity to bring him in. Awazim has not played a lot of football. Let's not forget that even in club flight, he has not played a lot of football.
Yeah.
He's just coming back from the US to European football.
So nonce, yeah.
He has not played a lot of football. And nonce are not in, okay, they're in top division.
Yeah, in top division.
He has not played a lot of football. But Ekong, he bad, he go reach penalty. If that's the first thing the captain will do, like, you know
he's what? He's our taker now.
I'm open to scoring, all the rest of you flow forward. So maybe we should just delve into the manager. Now, since Kevin has opened that lead, was the manager right in how he managed the game, or could it have been better? Is he good to take us forward? Because now people are saying sacking.
Sack what now? Azal now.
Is he not better than the former coaches?
So I feel
he
that.
He sounds like a sore loser, because if you remember Kelvin, he lost the game and says it was Juju. And I'm like, from where to where?
You know, at the point I also thought it was Juju, because
I don't know.
They wanted to play a corner kick one time, mm-hmm, like that. And one DR Congo player just went into our box, like into our post. I'm like, oh God, what are you looking for? Oh God, come outside.
I want to check something.
Check what inside our box.
But their Juju should have helped them win. like not coming for playoff. They should
just, it does not matter. Anyway, your juju is going to work is where it's going to work. Juju wants to work in playoffs. Let's work in playoffs.
You don't have them now. You don't qualify.
But I think it's a you don't just bring.
I think it was.
And there was a video of him too running around trying to fight. The moment he scored their final goal, and it took the DR Congo manager to stop him. Because come on,
so that's what I'm saying. Does he have the emotional intelligence to lead us? Because it's easy for you to say when the good is good, he's a great manager. Because we've seen when we're winning, he was calm, he was collected. The minute he was rocked, we also saw that his countenance changed. He became Agbero, the ruffian. And then you're telling me this is the guy you want us to keep. So shouldn't we tilt with the popular group saying, sack him, sack him?
Well, I don't think Nigerians should actually sack him right now. Because if we look at our past results, I think he's still better.
He is better.
Yeah. So if we are to sack him now, I've not seen any, we used to go foreign to trying to hire another coach and just.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just because we are not getting, we didn't get results yesterday. That's why we are calling for NFF to sack him or, but then let's be realistic actually. If they are winning, we say, oh, coach is doing a good job.
So, yeah, but that's basically their job. Now, if you're not doing well, stay.
That's what I'm trying to say now. So him losing now is still his fault. Because yesterday, like I was telling him before we came here, that I don't see a reason why you should not risk it all. Bombard the front. Like you the kind of system you're trying to play yesterday, you're trying to, at the point he was using 4-3-3. Later he changed to like 4-4-2. That was Aroko Daria and the other guy,
Akko Adams.
So Akko Adams is more of give me ball, make I score. I don't seem like a striker that can actually hold ball, like all this delay, odor play. I don't see him as a striker that has this odor play in him. So if you are playing a striker like that, you need another guy that can work for him. That's what Osimhen has been doing for him. Like when Osimhen holds the ball for him, he just give him and he can do whatever he wants to do. But in that game, Aroko Daria, I don't know what he's doing. They just cross ball to him, he controls back to opponents that, okay, take, but I don't know what to do with it. So as tall as he is, I don't know what he was doing. So I think he should have just started Adams with Osimhen. Lookman was not doing anything in that game.
No, but if you watched again, hindsight is was in Vision 2020. It's easy for us to say, oh, he should have started this. But you could understand the idea of why he wanted to start three central midfielders.
But I didn't see the idea.
You didn't see the idea?
Yeah.
Did you watch the game against Cameroon, DR Congo and Cameroon? Did you see how DR Congo dominated the midfield?
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand him. I'm not saying he was right or wrong. He played the number. He brought in an extra midfielder because he felt Akko is more attack-minded. So you know what? Let's keep an extra body midfield to nullify that and build from there going forward. It did not work. But it's worthy to mention that that was what he was trying to do.
But if you're trying to bring another midfielder, the major work of a midfielder is to feed the striker.
Or score a goal.
But if you're trying to...
And bring... you're going on, it's or score a goal, yes?
And to assist now.
So what did Onyeka do?
No, that goal was a fluke. Oh, God, don't even
Who's
start
name it. Was okay. on the score sheet?
That so, goal was a fluke.
No, no, it's not a fluke. It's not a fluke.
The keeper
now.
Was going to save the ball.
How did you know that? How did you know he was going to save the ball?
I didn't have five guys.
So, but what I think is, this is my thought. Ndidi and Onyeka, I think I have a problem with the two of them. I would have preferred Onyedika because I feel Onyedika is a better ball carrier.
Well, see, I've never doubted, again, maybe it's, and this is my personal opinion, I've never doubted when a manager sees players in training and decide, because one good player, one example I give you is Cristiano Suchi. I see what he does for Getafe. I know what, when he came into national team, I said, you know what, great addition, this guy will be good for us. But he has never convinced the manager. I know, I kept thinking that maybe Shell doesn't like him, Shell get Wala. But I realized Oliver Glasner too doesn't like him. As a matter of fact, the story is coming out from the news this week is that they want to send him back to Getafe because he can't play for a third team. It's against FIFA's rule.
Mm-hmm.
So Javier Elliott is obviously going through the same thing at Aston Villa. So they want to send him back to Getafe on loan with the option for them to just let him go.
Let him go.
Long term, that he doesn't fit what the manager wants.
Yeah.
So it shows that there's something also wrong with him with the national team. He doesn't fit what the manager wants. He's got a lot of energy, but doesn't deliver. The same thing with Onyedika. Onyedika played against Barcelona. Club Brugge against Barcelona. Yes, we saw what he did. Side played out a 3-3 draw against one of the most attacking teams in Champions League. But he has not convinced Shell based on what Shell wants. And to some extent, until he lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agrees that Shell had done a great job. Had done a wonderful job.
Of course. I know that.
Where we were coming from, Kelvin.
So, see, like I said before, I told someone that I know Shell is going to lose. But I don't want you to lose when... No, you can't win all your games now.
Okay.
You're going to lose a match. But can you kindly please don't lose the important one? Mm. Or the most important one? Right now, the most important game for us was against DR Congo, and he lost it. It's just like losing in the final of the AFCON, Pesero. After playing all those games, only to lose in the final of the AFCON. Lose before, then kind of like walk towards it, just like Cameroon, Ivory Coast did at the AFCON. They lost during the group stage, and they came back, won the competition, right? Lose when it's not very important, but win the important games. But I think overall, like you asked before, was...
Mm-hmm.
Did we deserve to win the game against DR Congo? I don't think we deserve to win that game. If we had won that game in penalties, of course, I am going to celebrate. But the entire game that we played was very, very below par. You see players not opening up for... See, do you know why it was difficult for us to play? Because when a player is with the ball, we don't even have another player opening to receive the ball. There's no player coming out to try and receive the ball. There's no player trying to do one interplay. This. See, Ndidi and Frank Onyeka are always behind their players.
Actually,
you get the ball and you are behind Mokambu.
Chukwueze was doing it at when the match started, actually. It was coming.
Chukwueze was playing everywhere. And it's so stressful.
So who takes the blame? Because I've heard you guys.
Everyone should take the
coach.
Blame.
Because these players play for top football clubs. You just mentioned Chukwueze plays in Fulham.
Yeah.
Bassi plays for Fulham. Osimhen plays for Galatasaray. We've got the players. Are you saying that everything the manager gives them, they cannot interpret it on the field of play?
So, this is what I think. Everyone should take the blame. The manager, right? So, this is not tennis. If you understand tennis very well, the coach coaches the player goes out, executes. During the game, you can't even talk to the player. But it's different with football. You can always call one or two players to, you know, tweak your formation, give more information. Oh, this player is not playing well. Who is reading this? Take this person out, bring this person out. Can you change? Ejuke came in against DR Congo. He couldn't replicate what he did against Gabon.
Yeah.
Simon, can you move to Ejuke's position? Ejuke will always drop in. Maybe we'll be able to beat. Those are some of the things you should do in-game. But he didn't do that. Simon could not dribble past one player and you left him there. AGK was going back and forth. I thought he would have probably taken out Benjamin and brought in maybe Osayi Samuel just for that pace, attack.
I thought
he was going to do that, but that is on the manager for not making those decisions. And the players, of course, top players playing for big clubs in the Premier League, in the La Liga, Galatasaray or something. You come into the game and you can't interpret. You see that things are going wrong and you can't change it. It takes just 5 minutes. I know sometimes you're down, soaking the pressure. One person comes out, okay, maybe Ndidi, what's up? Guys, we're not doing this. And you kept on playing the same kind of football, running after those guys. You saw that they were very, very physical, jumping into you, fighting for every ball, but you guys were just there taking it. They were beating you and you just stood there, turned your back. Yeah, beat me more.
Where do we go from here? Yes.
Go back home. We're home already. We're not going for the World Cup. But I think for the future...
That was what I was talking about, where we go to from here. Not
and now, let's go back home first now. So, no drawing board, right? But I feel that let's retain the coach.
Yeah.
The coach has done well. Ordinarily, would not have gotten to this place, even with Osimhen. Now, the coach got to... At least for 45 minutes, he faced what those other managers also faced. the other managers played without Osimhen for the games that they did, and they didn't win, right?
Oh, but in his own case, he's won without Osimhen.
No, he won without Osimhen.
Yes.
The game against Rwanda. Osimhen started the game now. Got injured in the game.
No, but when we scored, Osimhen was not on that pitch.
Yeah, but Osimhen was there now. Oh, God, Osimhen was there. Yesterday, the game against Osimhen was not there for 45 minutes and everything. Moved.
So there are three times Osimhen has not featured for him.
Mm-hmm.
What he's got was a win, a draw, and a defeat yesterday. South Africa was a draw, remember?
Osimhen was not there.
The game against Rwanda was a victory. Osimhen was there.
Partly there. Osimhen was in that game. He started that game and
for
got
how many
injured.
Minutes?
But he started the game. He was in that game.
For how many minutes?
So imagine Pesero playing two games without Osimhen. Finidi playing two games without Osimhen. Now we got to feel it.
But
Pesero lose match with Osimhen now.
The final now. That's not on him. That's on the people. Nah, that's on the line.
That's actually part of our. That's actually part of our problem.
Very great set of people. You know what I feel? I think that, and I've said it, I think that Osimhen is a blessing and a curse at the same time.
He is.
It's a blessing because you cannot have that kind of player in your team and not use him. And then he's a curse that whenever he's not there, it becomes a problem. And I tried to make reference earlier today with the Ronaldo situation. And I started by mentioning Ronaldo is arguably one of the greatest footballers the world has ever seen. I was listening to a podcast. So let me call it a podcast, right? They were explaining the challenges Juventus currently have. And they said Ronaldo created it.
After how many years?
A portion of the problem. So they go, look, the Agnelli family, for those who know the Juventus story, they have the owners of Fiat, who make Ferrari. And Ferrari, of all the businesses the Agnelli family own, Ferrari is more lucrative than Juventus, which is weird, but that's what it is. They go, because they were making Champions League final, remember they made two Champions League final, I think in 3 years, where one, Barcelona destroyed them, the other one, Ronaldo himself destroyed them, right? So they go, okay, what would take them closer to winning the Champions League? Bring the destroyer to their team, which they bring Ronaldo over to them, spent a lot of money, and the plan was over a long period of time they recoup the money for merchandise sales, everything. And once Ronaldo came, we could see that there was, from the marketing point, everything
that
went up
good, yeah.
Right, you cannot have Ronaldo and not play Ronaldo. But you know that Ronaldo didn't, I don't think Ronaldo won more than one title with Juventus.
No, he didn't.
And even that title he won Juventus, it was struggle. They struggled to win it. Ronaldo never played the Champions League final with Juventus. Yeah. That's why Juventus
faced him. He tried his best, actually.
So I'm not denying that Ronaldo. People should not misinterpret this. I'm not saying that Ronaldo is a bad player or Ronaldo will come and destroy your team. I'm saying that the numbers show that when Ronaldo steps in, from that period he left Real Madrid to Juventus, it was bad for Juve. Juve never made a Champions League final, never made a semi-final, and afterwards couldn't recoup the money because COVID came back and there are issues. Ronaldo has taken them to court. So Ronaldo moves to Manchester United. Good. So I'm going to use this example so he drives a little closer to home for you. So when Ole came in, remember Ole's first year was third. The first year was outside this season. The first full season was third.
Yeah.
Second year, he was second behind Pep, right?
Yeah.
So they asked the same question again, that, okay, what would take us a bit closer to Manchester City? And that was when the story of Ronaldo to Man City or Man United started flying around.
Yeah.
If you check the year before, United scored, I don't have the numbers at the top of my head, but United had a plus goals difference.
Yeah.
The year Ronaldo comes, what was United's goals difference? It was zero. It was zero. They scored 57, considered 57. I'm sure of it.
Wait, consider 57 goals.
They scored, as the year before, I think at most they didn't consider that many. But the year Ronaldo came, they considered more. Now, you're going to look at me and say, oh, I'm trying to blame Ronaldo again. No. So this is the whole idea. The balance of the team, they lost their balance. And Ronaldo scored, I think Ronaldo scored 17 league goals or 18 league goals. It's great. Ronaldo will always give you the number statistically to cover what he has done. And that's fine. But for the team, I remember football is a team sport. You of everyone should understand. You've played football, at least semi-professional. So you should understand that once something doesn't balance a team, it creates a problem for that team. Even if Osimhen will score 50 goals, if Osimhen missing a chance when it matters would affect the team, there's an imbalance. It already shows. So the imbalance is Osimhen is not there, the team struggles. Because everybody who watched that game Once Osimhen left, our flat went from
everything went flat
6-1 or 2. We couldn't even move the ball forward anymore.
True.
So that's why I said Osimhen is a blessing. And the same thing for United. United, from finishing second and third, United moved further away. As a matter of fact, United made a Europa League final, I think, the year before.
Yeah.
And United moved further away from that.
First with 8th position and to 15.
To 15. And you guys lost. You kept retaining 15.
I remember it was never the same afterwards. So I've always heard people say, after Ronaldo left, what now happened? So the problem is like economics. Inflation doesn't hit the day it starts. Mm-hmm. It takes a while.
The domino effect.
Yes. And then it will just stay. You'll be there. You can't just move up because the variables don't seem to add up. So that's the same thing with Osimhen. We need to find a solution. A solution because Osimhen is good. You cannot drop him. There's no manager currently, world football, that will have Osimhen on his team and ignore him.
Speaking on what you just said now, I think that was what this guy was saying. This coach in PSG, Enrique, when Mbappe was leaving, he said he would rather have players, like 3 to 4 players, scoring plenty goals than having one player scoring like 50 goals. And I think that's what is happening with the current Nigerian squad now. It's only Osimhen banging goals. We don't have any other players scoring.
You know what's funny?
So much goals like that.
We've not played any game in this World Cup qualifying phase with Osimhen that we did not score 2 goals. That Osimhen started to finish that we did not score 2 goals. Or at least Osimhen started and played 70 to 80 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Every game Osimhen did not play beyond 45 minutes. We did not score more than one goal.
Yeah, that's true.
The game against, what's the name? Rwanda, that I mentioned. 2-0. Was one goal. No.
Okay, yeah, the one that was he left. Okay.
Was one. South Africa, he was one. This one was one. In all the games, all the other games too before this one, Bene, the first Bene, now one we score. The game against Lesotho,
one.
I know, even Zimbabwe. Wait, what happened? No, but against the Zimbabwe game.
Yeah, the Zimbabwe game.
Yes, the Zimbabwe game.
Okay, yeah, the Zimbabwe game.
That was the only game.
Oh, he scored that goal.
That was the only game that. The only game that Osimhen played up to 70 minutes that we didn't score 2 goals. I remember what was his quarrel about? Take me off, bring somebody else. Let's hold the lead. Although there were stories, I don't know, Kevin, if you heard the stories that there was a bus stop in the dressing room at halftime
against DR Congo.
Yeah,
I bet. I don't know how much they would talk about.
No, maybe another one. No,
said there was a bus stop between he who must not be named, Oldamot, for those who watch Harry Potter.
Okay, right? What was the name? Manager
Ildemont. Because Shell is E, so Ildemont. He who must not be named. And he who must not be named. That was the story. Yeah, that was the story going around.
Wow.
That there was a bus stop that wasn't injured. I know, again, people have come and said, oh, he was limping, it was this.
But if that's true, then there's a problem.
So the question we've always asked is, okay, so when was the consequence? I'm like, so I'd review the video, watch the video over and over again. Say, okay, at what stage of the game did I see that? That Osimhen picked up an injury. Was there a knock somewhere?
There was no knock.
It was actually Odin.
There was no knock.
I didn't see any. He was limping.
Remember all the time he was limping.
He was limping
when he was taking off. Like when he was on the bench, he was limping. But all through the game, I was trying to remember which moment.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm not going to sit down here and point fingers. That's happened. Let's talk about something positive. Africa Football of the Year. The ceremony will be on the 19th.
Yes. Just give that to Hakimi and let's keep it moving. Because
Hakimi,
yes.
Who else?
I was going to go for Mohamed Salah.
I think I would love to go for Mohamed Salah.
I would go for Salah because the window that CAF put it, right, all the way to the reach October.
Champions League now. The Curry Champions League.
The reason why I think people are not rating Hakimi is because he's a defender.
Who's not rating Hakimi?
No, like the reason why people are choosing Salah ahead of
him because he's a defender. So the truth is that Hakimi during the last Champions League was the most dribbled pass defender.
I know Ritam.
Like he was the most dribbled defender.
His system is and attacking minded, just like Arnold.
So that means they should be dribbling you anyhow.
I see the system favors him. Yeah. The system, PSG system favors him.
Yeah.
But if he meets a team that can go toe-to-toe, a good example when Chelsea met them, why not pass?
Chelsea is even better. Man, you flog them now.
Why you flog them?
When did Man U?
Which Man U?
Then now with them.
Must you always try and put Man U somewhere? I don't understand that one that, that they did come back, Rashford. That they, that was like four, five years ago now.
Let him leave here. He was there.
Must you just try and sneak Manchester United?
I'm not
waiting
now. I'm not trying.
That's how.
You can leave now. At least Chelsea owner, I said mention Club World Cup. It's a good example. How many teams have actually beaten PSG in a high intensity match? The club that Kelvin support, they use the clean flow.
But aside from that goal, aside from that goal, now that Chelsea scored, go and look at the statistics of that game. Let me just start. PSG Chelsea, PSG v Chelsea versus Chelsea. Let's look at that stat. We not say win. Deal, but look at that game. 62% possession for PSG, 38% for Chelsea. Fouls, let's not even talk about those other ones, but they were the better team in attack and general. Okay, let's look at general.
They're only recycling ball now.
Talking about Chelsea that did long ball and score,
Thing you can do against PSG now. You can't put ball on the ground with this guy.
That's not put ball on the ground with them, though. They lost, though.
They have a controller in their midfield, they have Vitinha.
Yeah. So, what did Vitinha do against Partey in the second leg? Let's not talk about that. So I think Hakimi should win it because one, the calendar year, he won the Champions League, won the French League, won the French Cup.
I think people said the French was the Farmers League.
No longer a Farmers League. They are the champions of Europe.
Farmers League actually, apart from PSG.
Same thing with the La Liga. La Liga is a Farmers League now They have two teams.
Real
Atletico to Barca. Premier League.
Real Barca Atletico. Atletico that Arsenal beat 4-0.
You see, I don't tell you. Say this guy is serious.
Real Madrid will collect 5-1.
I know this guy.
Let aggregate
that PSG story. I knew I quickly measure and say who they beat for semi-final. I know. Never miss the opportunity when it comes. Since last year, Rice has scored free kick. Has the Rice scored that free kick this year?
Oscar's award.
They will not let us rest.
It was nominated now.
What's going? You know what? What's going on in the show? Which goes to what?
Talk about CAF awards now. Women award. Rashida Tajibade is still there. I know that Mommy G is going to win.
I was disappointed.
Esther Okoronkwo. I think Esther Okoronkwo should have made top three.
They said club and country, right? And I get it that we were trying to be pro-African. But I thought that Esther Okoronkwo should have been there.
But I don't think the Canadian league is that competitive because it's a new league.
ASFA. That they play compared to ASFA.
Ah, that's true, Sha. That's true.
Compared to ASFA, with
him. I think Okoronkwo should have made it. I don't know why two Moroccan players are there. I know Msudi tried.
Before the nominations that are
Okoronkwo.
Okoronkwo. Goals, assists. I thought Okoronkwo was going to be player of the tournament.
Yeah.
The number of assists, important assists that she had, because most of the assists led to winning goals for us at the WAFCON.
Mm-hmm.
But as Rashidat was just, she did well, but it was a lot of work rate.
Yeah.
A lot of work rate for Rashidat. But yeah, they should just give it to Rashidat. Don't go and play one hanky-panky game and give it to Msudi. Msudi is a good player, right? But if you want to give it to a player that didn't win anything, maybe Msudi. But the fact that Rashidat won the WAFCON, and it's an historic one for Nigeria, and we beat Morocco in that competition as well, then we should win it.
For me, I agree that, yes, Nigeria Ajibade, yes. I agree that, what's her name?
Nadoze,
yes. I agree that the lady from, what's her name, from Bayelsa Quint, yes. That men football of the year, they should not even give us. We should not need it.
Men Football of the Year?
Why? Yes, African Men Football of the Year. See.
You mean for to Osimhen?
Yes.
No, Osimhen is not going to win it.
See, and I'm not saying this because I'm trying
to... No, Osimhen can't win it. So we know that.
There are a few criteria. We just mentioned what Hakimi has done. We mentioned what Salah have done. What Osimhen did, and I'm not trying to rub salt on it, but I'm sorry, the league itself doesn't stand as one of the top leagues in the world.
It's not top.
When it's not the top league in the world, and I know people can tell me that, oh, in Ballon d'Or he was high up the list, but it rubs off bad on us when one of the leagues, even Europe, do not rate as the top five. We're now using that to rate because we've got two players who played in the top five leagues who did very well. Hakimi did very well. Salah did very well, right? And while Salah's form dipped towards the end of the season, Liverpool were able to wrestle the title from Manchester City for the first time in what, about 2-3 years?
No, 4 years.
Yeah, so four years.
5 years. They won five four years, straight. That's 5 years, yes.
So for me, that's a big deal. Hakimi, because PSG won their first Champions League, right? I get it.
And was a key player.
I get it. But in the other department, I think it only makes sense. Ajibade moved from Atletico to PSG.
PSG.
Makes good sense. We've argued for and against. Nadozie moved from Paris FC to Brighton.
To Brighton.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me as well. And what we've seen from the continent, she's up there. Even when they do the Ballon d'Or, she's up there. So I agree. I'm hoping that when they do the coach of the year too, our guy, women's coach of the year, our guy will be up there too.
Madugu.
Madugu.
Yeah, it should be.
It should be. Yeah, that's for me.
I think that works.
Yeah, that works. I'll go with
Hakimi, you know, Hakimi, Ajibade, and Nadozie.
You know why this thing is easy for us? Because the clubs that Kelvin supports, they did not mention. If you say they mention mistakenly one Arsenal player,
If you are good, you are good.
It's not that they mistakenly even mention, say, Partey, for example. Partey.
Just see, sometimes in politics.
Arsenal don't get African footballer now.
No. We don't have.
Arsenal don't get African footballer.
No, we don't deal with African right
might,
now.
They might say Kano one.
No, I'm saying.
No, I mean, currently. No.
Arsenal don't get any African footballer.
Bro, we want to go for. Like that. This Liverpool that are still jumping Premier League. The moment Salah goes, it's over.
Arsenal don't have it. I don't have it.
You are one injury away from this.
Bro, we have too many injuries already. What are you even talking about?
Now, you will feel it.
And I made the entire team come out go now.
I think that Arsenal will come good this year.
Really?
Because defensively, what works for them is that defensive solidity. I think that going forward, they will struggle for the odd goal here and there. Havertz is back, so that means he's trying to build up fitness. Odegaard will be back shortly, but I think their major problem is that defense. If Gabriel,
okay,
or
Timber, he's injured now.
He's tactically
injured.
Or Timber should go.
That Timber has been putting a lot of.
If Gabriel or
you
Timber,
guys wish you had him.
If Gabriel or Timber should go, because currently even FPL Gabriel is cheats.
Bro,
FPL itself is cheat. FPL is for when people captain a defender, central defender with confidence, you know, it's in a cheat.
Gonna FC.
No, we need to talk about. We need to do a show on the FPFL. FPL, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. This year has been crazy. To be fair to me, I haven't been very good.
Man, this year has been terrible. The last 4 weeks, it's been terrible.
I think in the next 2-3 weeks, because of the AFCON, there will be 5 substitutions or 5 transfers.
Oh, three.
Free fight transfers, yeah. So makes good sense.
Because I already used.
I'm not doing too good. But I think I've improved. All of a sudden, I've improved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's time for us to go, right?
Yeah. Time for us to go.
But this World Cup didn't pay me. This World Cup didn't. This World Cup didn't pay me. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
In my lifetime,
Nigeria.
In my lifetime, right? I've seen this happen 3 times.
06.
06,
2022,
and now. I know all three. This is the only time that nobody in 06 they said it's not our bet right. That was the line. It's not your bet
and
right.
And tired legs.
Yeah, it's not your bet right to go. In 2022, they said, Can you?
No, 2022, they blamed Osimhen for the Sangalo.
No. Somebody else said, can you imagine? You doesn't make sense. The bilateral edition, bilateral.
Bilateral. Seek him out this time around. Bilateral.
Man, let me just go to my cocoon and go and cry and lick my wounds.
Right now, they are saying on Twitter that country is not good. You want to go for World Cup.
Country is not what?
Good. Country is not good. You are going for World Cup.
Country is good now. Country is good now.
Country is not good. Now they fit tweets. Country is not good. They fit tweets. I bet more good they go. All right, so that's the package for us, the playbook. There'll be another fresh conversation coming through next time. Big thanks to AKA Mr. Show I Want to Claim, Kelvin. Kelvin, you don't come to show past me.
I held it down last time.
You don't come now.
Solis was here.
You actually planned. I think you planned. I lost my voice. All right, so that's what it is. We've got to go at this stage. We're back next week, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll have a good conversation. But this World Cup team paying me or... I can just enter my horo and go and think of myself. I want to be reclusive for a bit, Kelvin, just in case you don't find me anytime.
So which country are you going with?
We'll talk about that time now.
That time, wait, let me
end that time.
Yes, after
but
March.
Most times I go with France. I go with France most times. But this time I want to go with England.
Going with Portugal.
The Joker. Lemar. The Joker of the century.
I'm going with Portugal.
First round.
Of the century.
First round.
I won't mind a South American country, to be fair. Anything but Argentina.
Why?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
The truth is, I never loved it. I think it's almost, what, it's about 20, 22 years since Brazil won it. 23 years, yes. It's about 22, 23 years since, yeah, since Brazil.
Want Brazil to win it again?
Ah, unfortunately, I don't even want Vinny Jr. to win.
I don't want Vinny to win. Bro, I don't want Vinny.
Because of his mouth.
I want Vinny to...
I take Uruguay. I take Uruguay.
Who is there?
Nobody.
Darwin. Darwin. Charles Darwin himself. Charles Darwin himself. Chaos. Have you heard the word they call chaos? I don't know. Or most likely, I'd like to also... But I'd like to see... I'd like to see Ghana do well at the World Cup. I think beyond all my normal banter and all, it'd be good to see a West African country move even closer. Maybe Ghana or Ivory Coast.
They have the squad. Semenyo, Kudus.
Started a name like two or three people for squad.
If
now.
They remember
they're
now.
Top guys.
Yeah, so I think those are the people I'll be going for. I'll go for Uruguay. I'd go for... I think France cheat. France are arguably the best team.
France.
What yeah, I mean? They have the best team. Yeah, even the bench. You know what? Let me go and reminisce. This Super Eagles is Tuesday. Let me go and reminisce. Let's go. The draws for the World Cup, by the way, it's in December. Mm-hmm. Right? So we'll know some of the teams and which pairings they'll be in. That will help form our idea on which team will do well. Big thanks to the guys for coming through today. There'll be another fresh package. So do what you've got to do to get the content. Like, share, and subscribe. We'll be hoping to hear from you as well in your comments, thoughts, and suggestions. Until next time. Bye.